Hi, I'm Simon Allaby from Turn the Page. Find out more at turnthepage.co.uk. The natural world has some troubling aspects to it. Take, for example, the life cycle of the parasitic wasp. As the name implies, the wasp lays its eggs inside a caterpillar, which it then consumes and kills to ensure its own survival. Charles Darwin was deeply concerned by this. How, he wondered, could a beneficent God create something so cruel? Surely natural selection, divorced from the idea of a creator, made more sense. His wife Emma was concerned about where this all might lead, and not without good cause. Within a few short years, his ideas of a purely material existence would be used to justify the slaughter of millions for the greater good of others. Fortunately, and while most of us don't like to admit it, the Bible's view that every human is created in the image of God and therefore has intrinsic value has prevailed. For Christians, this means seeing each person not only as Jesus would see them, but also with eyes that see the Jesus within them. To a greater or lesser extent, we all reflect something of the image of God in which we are made. So it turns out that humans become the best version of themselves, not by weeding out the weakest, but by drawing out the image of God within.